You've spotted them. They act inappropriately about 2 hours before you start acting inappropriate. And and so my wife and I, we were just going out before I was going to go away on this, for 28 days, and came home after dinner. I had an amaretto, smoked a joint, and went to bed. It wasn't particularly a big deal. The next day, my wife and I took our daughter Abby, who was then 5 years old. We took her to Chuck E. Cheese before Daddy was going away on a 28-day business trip. Now, I tell you, I'm not a tough guy, but I will warn you: do not spend your first day sober at Chuck E. Cheese. It was a hellish day at Chuck E. Cheese. But you know, they are short and coming at you from every angle in there. And it's loud, and just as I'm gathering my emotional balance, I saw a 6-foot mouse, and I said to Connie, baby, do you see the mouse? And on July the 1st, Saturday morning of 1989, my friend Ricky came by to pick me up to drive me off to this treatment facility to just do my time. My wife Connie walked me out to the car. Connie's last words to me, I know a lot of my AA brothers and sisters don't get this kind of support from their spouse or loved ones. She said, no matter what, baby, don't stop drinking. She didn't want me to stop drinking. She wanted my drinking to change a little bit. She'd prefer me to drink with her. She'd prefer me not to drink with some of the people and at some of the places I was drinking, but she wasn't trying to get me to stop drinking. Connie's sobriety date, by the way, is 10 days after mine. And, Connie and I had been married 7 years at the time. We had met 8 years before that. I met her. She was fresh back to Nashville from Lake Tahoe, where she had been married and divorced, and she had been dealing baccarat in Lake Tahoe. She came in from that divorce. She had a divorce pickup truck. She had a divorce pocket full of money. And she had a divorce 8-ball of cocaine. And we were in this bar, and I just immediately fell for her. And and we met at the level of the problem. And our relationship was built on that level. We loved each other, I believe, as much as we were capable. I certainly loved her as much as I was capable. But my capacity was rather limited. And we did a lot of running and gunning together, and we did some separately. We had a lot of troubles during that 7 years, but she didn't think me stopping drinking and doing some of the other stuff I was doing. It was my behavior she wanted to control a little better, but not my drinking. So she said, no matter what. So I head off to this treatment facility. My buddy Ricky's driving me, and he said, what do you think this is going to be like, Steve? I said, man, I don't know. I don't have any idea. I was angry that I had to go. I didn't think it was right. I didn't think I'm the type of guy that goes. I mean, I had this unbelievable capacity to think I'm different from the people whose company I'm regularly keeping. In the drunk tank, I'm a visitor to this strange land, and you guys are clearly residents. And I thought they belonged there. The other people belonged there, and I could explain my circumstances. Multiple times I had to do that to myself. I'm afraid as we drive over there. I don't know what to expect. I'm anxious. I'm uncomfortable. And there's just emotions that I really couldn't label or put a handle on. But I know I'm not going to be alcoholic. I didn't know much about treatment or certainly AA or anything, but I knew that somebody was going to suggest I not drink anything at all. And that was going to be an overcorrection of my problem. So Ricky drives me over there. He lets me out, and I walk in, and immediately they gave me a test. They call it an assessment, but it felt like it was harder than my ACTs. And the test, if you will, and many of you have taken a version of it, today assessments are much more clinical in nature and much more to determine medical necessity and get reimbursement from insurance. And all of those are appropriate things. But at this time, the questions that they asked me were much more like Jeff Foxworthy's "You Might Be a Redneck If" type questions. And they had it said, 30 questions